Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Mars Hena Miriam, Aschana. She should be zocha to bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol maaseh yadeha. We're basing this shir on the Sefer Ma'amari Pachat Yitzchak of Refutnu Zatzal and Sukkis. Maimer Peches. It says, "V'lo nesata l'goy arotzos lo anchata lo depsilim v'gam emnuchaso lo yishkenu areilim." We say in the Shachris of Shabbos that you didn't give Shabbos to the goyim, you didn't bequeath it to the idolaters, and in your rest, those who are with a foreskin, the areilim, the Gentiles, they will not rest. So basically that Shabbos was not given to the Gentiles. So we have to understand why this passage was put in Shachris of Shabbos and not immediately at the beginning of Shabbos in Ma'ariv. So b'pshuto we can say that the three tefillos of Shabbos are connected to the three Shabbosos. Arvis is Shabbos Bereishis, Shachris is Shabbos of Minutes, Arvis we say v'chul shemayim v'aretz, v'chol tzva'am, we talk about Briyas Ha'olam. Shachris is the Shabbos of Matan Torah, Yismach Moshe. Mincha is the Shabbat of Le'atid Lavo, of Ato Echod v'Shimcho Echod, when God's name is going to be one. In Shabbos Bereishis, there was no recognition of the Havdalah ben Yisrael lo'amim, and only on Shabbos of Matan Torah we saw Ben Yisrael La'amim, and therefore Shachris, which is Keneged, Shabbos of Matan Torah, where there's a Havdalah Ben Yisrael La'amim, we mention this inyan that Shabbos was given only to the Jews and not given to the Gentiles. Good, so we have a nice pshat. So this is very good according to our Nusach and Tefillah, but according to the Nusach of the Rambam, this passage is in Musaf, so we have to understand the Shitas HaRambam, why it isn't mentioned until Musaf. We also have to understand, according to our Nusach, why we only say Yismachu v'malchuscha in Musaf. Why do we wait till Musaf to say Yismachu v'malchuscha Shomrei Shabbos? So these are things that we don't always think about, but definitely once we hear the question, it opens our eyes. So we're going to explain each two of the passages, and then we're going to explain their kesher to Tfilas Musaf. V'lo nesata l'goya aratzos, v'lo henchalto la'ovdei psilim. So be'emes, it's hard to understand who the areilim are, who the goya aratzos are, who the ovdei psilim are. Who are these different people, these different non-Jews? So we know that they're all types of goyim, but why the different lashonos? But it's very hard to get to the bottom of this question because we know that the censor was very active in changing texts that relate to the goyim. So it's difficult to ascertain exactly what the original text said. But we can try to understand what it means, v'lo nesato, v'lo nchalto. So this, censor hasn't probably touched, that you didn't give it, you weren't manchil. So it's probably built on the what's written in the Torah. Because the Lashonos of Tefillah are built on the Lashonos of Torah. So it seemed that it's built on the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, Vayinofesh ben Amosecha veHager. It says in Machlokas Tanoim what it means, Vayinofesh, that's written in this Pasuk. The Lekola Deos, we're talking about Goyim that are Nigror after the Jewish people. And the Gemara says that Ben Amasecha is Ben Hanochriah Knuya Yisrael, the son of a Goya who is acquired by a Yisrael as an Eved. And the Ger in the Pasuk, Vayinofesh Ben Amasecha Ve'ager, the Ger in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, is a Ger Toshev is Mekabel, the Sheva Mitzvot, B'nei Noach in a Beis Din of Yisrael. Look in the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim 8:10. And there's a machlokes. According to one man, the Omar, how do these people rest? Like Yontif. That on Shabbos they have to rest. This is a Gemara in Krisus, Tesamet Aleph. They have to rest on Shabbos like we're resting on Yontif. That Majrega of resting, that we're allowed to do Melechasofel Nefesh, etc. according to another man d'Amar, their din on Shabbos is like our din on Chol HaMoed. According to the third man d'Amar, he doesn't have an iser for himself to do malacha. It's like a weekday, but it's also for him to do malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. And this is not an iser amir la'akum shvus. There the iser is mitzad the Jew who tells him to do the malacha. Here the iser is that he is muzhar not to do malacha himself for the Jew. So according to this, we have to understand if there's a possibility for a goy to be mitzarif to nefishas Shabbos. So what's this bris of osi beini ubeinechem? It's a special sign between us and God. How's it a special sign between us and God if the goy is also resting on Shabbos? However, lakushta de milsa, the truth of the matter is that this is not a question at all. The whole shaychus of these people to Shabbos, this ben amasecha v'hager, this ger toshav, and this the ben nachuya, that's knuli Yisrael, they're all shaychus to Shabbos is because they're drawn after the Jewish people, not mitzad atzmam. And therefore, the pasuk is memayit, the shaychus of a goy to Shabbos, Va'inafesh ben amosecha v'ager. Yes, they are resting, and on that Chazal were metaking to say in Ar Shmona Esrei that yes, they are mitzdarif as a nisbach, as an appendage to our shmiras hashabos. However, at the end of the day, they're not on the same level. They're only drawn after us. V'lo nesato, v'lo hinchalto. They don't have it as a Yerusha. It wasn't given to them. It wasn't given to them. It wasn't given to them by Yerusha. Even their Nefisha is not an Nefishas Shabbos Mamish. L'chol hayoter, it's an Nefisha of Yomtif. It's not on the same level. So they don't have the same Menucha we do. So now we understand this passage. V'lo Nchalto, V'lo Nesato. So the Lashonos of the Goyim that we don't understand because we have the censor to deal with. But the fact that it wasn't given to them, it wasn't given to them mitzar atzman. They didn't get it b'Yerusha. To their children, they don't give it over to b'Yerusha. And their nefisha is not a nefisha Shabbos mamish. So now we turn to the passage of Yismachu v'malchuscha, and we want to understand Yismachu v'malchuscha shomer Shabbos v'korei oneg. There are two mitzvahs of Shabbos. There's mitzvah of kavod and mitzvah of oneg. So why do we say Yismachu v'malchuscha shomer Shabbos v'korei oneg? Why not Yismachu v'malchuscha shomer Shabbos v'korei kavod? What about the mechabdei Shabbos? That's also chashuv. V'korasa l'Shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubid, the pasuk says in Isaiah. So why here do we mention the oneg and not the kavod? So the answer is the pasuk that we just mentioned. When it says v'karasa l'shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechubed, so the Shabbos, when we say oneg, the oneg is a shem etzem. Shabbos is the noun of Shabbos. It's called oneg. And then L'kadosh Hashem, it's mechubed, it's descriptive. It's describing the Kadosh Hashem. It's not a shem etzem of Shabbos. So therefore, it has a more direct relationship to Shabbos. It's not just descriptive, but it's a noun, v'karas el Shabbos. What's Shabbos called? Oneg. And therefore, Yisro Malchuscha v'shomer Shabbos v'korei oneg. It's called oneg. Shabbos isn't called covered. If you're Mekadesh Hashem, so you're Mechubit. But Shabbos itself, and by keeping Shabbos, but Shabbos itself is called Oneg. So therefore, Oneg is the right word, even better than Kavod. Beautiful. So now we understand the passage about V'lo nesato l'goy ha'ratzos v'lo nchalto v'lo yishkinu. And we also understand Yismachu v'malchuschosh shomrei Shabbos. Now we go weiter. We say in Musaf and Shabbos, Tzivisa Perusheha, Im Sidurei Nisocheha. What does this mean? Explains the Beis Yosef, Orachaim Reish Pevav, Rapu. It's Mechuvin, is the Lechem Hapanim. Tzivisa Korbanos Amfarashim Amarachot Shal Lechem Hapanim. You commanded the Korbanos with the 12 breads, the show breads. Six ma'arachos are called shisudrin. So that's sidurei nesocheh. The sidurim are the six sets of two breads each. Nesocheh is miloshen asher yusach, which it says in the context of the lechem haponim. In chapter 25, verse 29, Ve'asisa karosav v'chaposav v'ksosav v'mankiosav sher yusach bahen. You shall make its forms, its spoons, its tubes, and its supports that shall cover them, and you shall make them for gold. You shall place the showbread on the table before me at all times. So in the context of the lechem haponim, it says this lashon of asher yusach bahem mimela. We understand now what it means, tzivisa perusheha. You were mitzavet to bring karbanos that are mefurish on Shabbos together with the lechem haponim. So why do we have the remez for the lechem haponim in Musaf? Now it's also interesting that it's only beremez, it's not explicitly, but that's a different story, not for now. So Musaf, we know, is fundamentally different than the other tefillos of Shabbos. The other tefillos of Shabbos are keneged karbanos, but it's only a keneged, it corresponds to karbanos. But the karbanos were not mentioned in the tefillah. Musaf is mamish a karban dik tefillah, and a shalom a parim sfasenu, that the parim are mashlim are sfasayim, and that our sfasayim are mashlim the parim, that were maskir bepeh, the karban itself. Were mazkir bepeh, the karban itself. Musaf is all about the karban. And if you don't mention the karban ayom b'musaf, even you miss kakasuv b'sarasecha, you have to go back and say it again. So the Anshei Kenes HaGadola wanted to include the lechem haponim with the bechin of nesham b'parm sfasenu, that it should be considered kibemakom halechem mamish. So it's mamish like bringing the breads. So why do we mention it dafka in Musaf? Even though Agav, if you forget Sidur Nesachah, you don't have to go back. But why do we have to mention the breads with the Musaf? So now we have to go deeper into the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim come as a nigger after the Shnei Kvasim of the Musaf, and it's Mitzurav to Tefilas Musaf. So what's going on? So a number of years ago, says Rav Huttner, I spoke on Yom Kippur, and it was also published originally. The Parad Yitzchak were written in small kontrasim, and they were spread around to the Talmidim, and only afterwards they developed into books. The kontrasim, I've seen them, they say Pnimi Bilvat. Only for the people who were there, they heard the original. So he wrote it for them, but eventually B'siyata Dishmaya, Asimcha Slev Kulanu, it was spread around. Al Kol Panim, Rav Huttner said, it's printed in the Ma'amar in Parad Yitzchak, that it's the inyan of Yom Kippur, the Tzon Yom Kippur, is not torturing yourself like a tainus of tshuva. Rather, since Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva, and the mitzvah sayom is tainus, we think that this tainus is siguf to tshuva. You're like torturing yourself for the sake of tshuva, but it's not true. Because the Rambam says, you're resting from eating and drinking. It's shvisa, it's not siguf. So the Tzura Satinus is as follows. Yom Kippur is the day of the giving of the second luchos, and if the first luchos were matan Torah for tzaddikim gemurim, the second luchos are matan Torah for derech hatshuva. And if the matan luchos rishonos, everybody agrees that you need lachem, on the day of the matan luchos shnios, you need kulo lehashem. That's the Gemara in Psachim, famous Gemara, Lev Samaches. So in the Yom Matan Luchos Rishonos Shavuos, you have Lachem, you eat also. The day of the Matan Luchos Shnios, Yom Kippur, it's Kul Hashem. And on this latter Nakuda of Mitzius of Tainus, Shalom B'derech, Siguf Shel Tshuva, how there's such a Mitzius of Tainus without torturing yourself, it's not torturing yourself for Tshuva, you're just resting from eating and drinking, where Futner was asked to give more explanation, and now he is happy to oblige and expand upon this idea. The world was created Yesh Me'ayin, and this creation of Yesh Me'ayin is above the Tfisa of man. Since Ba'asara Ma'amaros Nivra Olam, and all Asara Ma'amaros are included in this lack of understanding. We don't understand the Hizavas Olam, and we don't understand the Asara Ma'amaros. All the Ma'amaros, we have this Mufla Mimenu, not being able to understand how this world was created Me'ayin, a little bit beyond us, or a lot beyond us. However, there's an exception. Normally, the question is, how did it come into being? That's Mufla Mimenu. Here, there's another question. Why did you need a mimer to create this? It says, V'hinei nasati lechem es kol esav zorea zera, that in this mimer, the power of nutrition was given to man's food. So we understand the inyan of mizonos is giving man vitality. If man doesn't have vitality, then his chiyus, his vitality. If man doesn't have nutrition, then his vitality is going to go away until he just dissolves into nothing. However, here's the problem. This mimer of mizonos, of the mizonos giving man nutrition and vitality, was said before man's sin. When chiyus, when life was so much a part of man, and to the point that it couldn't go away, and the goof would never go away from the neshama. The Ramban says that before man sinned, we didn't need food to keep the neshama together with the goof. Look in the Ramban 2:17. We didn't need the neshama for that. So what then was the need for mizonos? If you have mizonos in Gan Eden, and Gan Eden is before the sin, and man doesn't need nutrition to keep his body together with his soul, then by golly, what is the purpose of the nutrition? So what then do you need the mimer of Hinei Nasati Lechem Es Kol Esav Zorea Zera to give man nutrition? Man doesn't need it yet. So we have to know that on Yom Kippur, we are in a situation like man before sin, like Adam before the Chait. Every Yom Tov is a Me'ein, Zechar Asel and Filosof. It's a memory for the Filosof HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur is Me'ein, Yevukash Avon Yisrael, Ve'inenu, that God is going to look for the sins of Israel and it just doesn't exist anymore, as it says in Jeremiah 50. That's an Achris Hayomim Dikar Chazon, an Achris Hayomim Dikar Vision. And the only thing that's mevatel, the unification of the body with the soul, is sin. And when there's no more sin, then we're like Adam Rishon before the Chait, and the body's going to be eternally united with the soul. And the Emes, and that Madrega, and that Bechina of Chaim, the Das doesn't have Tfisa Behechreach HaMizonos. If you're living in a world where the body can't separate from the soul, what do you need food for? And that's what Yom Kippur is all about. Because the Das doesn't chap what mizonos is about. What do you need? Food to keep the body with the soul? The body's automatically together with the soul. There's no sin. So what on earth is mizonos for? So the Das isn't tofes in Yom Kippur what you need mizonos for, because we're supposed to be in a madrega where the body and soul cannot be separated. So therefore, we're shoves from the mizonos, because your Das isn't tofes. Your understanding doesn't perceive of the necessity of eating. So just like Shvisim Malachas Tuliyah B'das, Malachas Machsheves Esra Torah, so to Shvisim Echila Yom Kippur is Tuliyah B'das. And Das has no way of understanding Achila on Yom Kippur. So it's Mufla. And therefore it's very interesting that on Yom Kippur we have a special shear for Achila, which is a Koseves, a dried fig. Normally the shear is Kezayis, Kebetza, these are the shiurim. So what's Koseves? Koseves is Yisuve Daita. So So this is Tif. Everyone knows the Gemara Yisuvei Daita. But Rav Hudner has a chap that the Isra Achila of Yom Kippur is measured by the level of Das, and therefore it's taller in Yisuvei Daita. Because there's no Yishuv Hadas in the Mahalach of Mizonos and Yom Kippur. In other words, we don't understand why you have to eat on Yom Kippur. So therefore the Isra of eating is the Isra that you would that would create Yishuv Hadas. Person's hungry and he eats enough that now his mind is settled. That amount that you have to eat to settle your mind, which is a kakoseves, fig size, that is usur dafkan Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the day we don't eat, because the das doesn't understand why we have to eat. And therefore the shear for the isur of eating is yisuva daite. Beautiful. If it would be a tainus of siguf, of just torturing yourself, would be a kezias. So now we understand Tosefes Biur in the Mahalach of the Tainus of Yom Kippur. Tif, tif, tif. It's not siguf, it's shvisa. Some people didn't like this Rafutner and they argue and they say, what are you talking about? It's torture. The Torah says, ta'anu es nafshu seichem. But the Rambam says, no, you're misunderstanding this inui. It's an inui of shvisa. The yisod of this, you're afflicting yourself, l'maisa, you're not eating. But the yisod is that you're shoves. Why you show? It's like shvisa mimalacha. Malacha is malachas machshevas esra Torah. Here also it's shvisa because your das isn't tofes what you need food for. Try telling that to the kids walking around with all their pekalach on Yom Kippur. So the tainus of Yom Kippur is not a siguf. It's a hanaga mitchayevet miktushat hayom. It's a tofa'a chiyuvit. Is this Torah or what? So according to this, it should be the same din on Shabbos. Because Shabbos also is a bechina of me'ein acharis hayamim. B'Shabbat yeshna bechina shel me'ein acharit hayamim. Musaf Shabbat hu ha'yichidi she'ein bo se'ir lechaper. On the Musaf of Shabbos, we don't have a Seir for Kapara. Why? Because Shabbos isn't a day of sin. Shabbos is no sin. There's no Sar L'Chaper. And therefore, maybe on Shabbos we shouldn't eat. That would definitely ruin all the Shabbos meals. So the same Ahalach that we have in Yom Kippur, we should also have on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is a day of no sin. There's no Sar L'Chaper. It's Achros HaYomim. Mein Olam Haba. So on Shabbos we also don't have the need to eat. So it's true, Einachinami. But Ma'achol Shabbos have a different surah than Ma'achol Chol. The mizonos of Shabbos don't have any hechreach of kiyum aguf. You're eating on Shabbos not to stay alive. You're eating on Shabbos for pleasure. The barburim, the slav, the dogim that you're eating is not a hechreach because otherwise I'm going to starve to death. But rather it's kulo tanu v'idun. Anybody who tastes ma'achol Shabbos, the same taste as mizonos of chol, to keep you alive, is lacking the foundation of kedushas Shabbos. On Shabbos a person was given an neshama yisei, where Rashi says, rocha v'das lechol v'lishtos. On Shabbos a person was given an expanded das, su essen and su trinken, to eat and drink. What forced Rashi, what compelled Rashi, lefaresh ma'alat v'kdushat ha'neshama yitera le'inyan oneg shel ma'achal u'mishte? Why is the roch of hadas, the kedusha of the neshama yisera, framed, couched, in terms of achila and shtia? Volt sich ganz git gekent der Herrin, we would very easily be able to understand that if you take a depressed person, mamish lower than low, and you put nice clothing on him, that's loeg l'rush. So if so, you're like making fun of him. He's mamish lower than low, and then you're putting big day malchus. So it's like making fun of this poor man. So, maybe the Rochav Hadas that we have on Shabbos is to be able to wear nice Shabbos tikkah clothing, to wear your silk kaftan, to wear your bekisha. Yeah? So maybe that's the Rochav Hadas. You also need good das to wear mechubadika clothing. You have to feel like a mechubadika mensch. So maybe that's the Rochav Hadas. Why did the Rochav Hadas for the eating and the drinking? But that is exactly what we're saying. Heim heim advarim. Big day meshi is not so seradas ativis. Sometimes you wear silk clothing. That's not against natural das. And even without an ishami yisera, you can think of a person who's feeling low, but he dresses nicely. You have a performer, he just got into a big fight with his wife, he's feeling really down. She insulted him, she told him he's stupid, but he gets up there, he wears his nice clothing, gets up on the stage, he does his thing. Even without an ishami yisera. But if you want to eat on Shabbos, you have to have das to Kedusha. You have to have a special type of das. If you don't have this roch of das, of hisrachavus, of tainug, you should have fasted. In other words, if you're just eating for kiyum aguf, not anybody, even depressed people can eat for kiyum aguf, even though depressed people often lose their appetite. Well, a person's hungry, so he eats, but he doesn't have to feel any special feeling. But if you're eating for pleasure, that's why the idea of a restaurant is the ambiance of the restaurant. You're paying a lot of money for not so much food. You're waiting a long time for it. You don't know what they did with it in the kitchen before, whose leftovers you're eating, whose shirayim. You don't know anything. But you know that it's a fancy restaurant. You can barely see anything because the lights are out. And the menu you can't make sense of because it's in very different foreign languages. You think it's French, but you're not sure. And Mimela, you're paying all that money. Why? Because it's the pleasure of eating in a restaurant. Why do people go to restaurants? They don't have money for food in their own homes, so they have to go to a restaurant. Believe me, but if they pay in the restaurant for one meal, they can eat 10 meals at home. The answer is, it's the atmosphere, it's the oneg. And so it makes for a different eating experience. You're not just eating because you're hungry. You don't go to a fancy restaurant because you're hungry. You go there for pleasure. So you need to have special das of oneg, rochav hadas, to eat. And that's why Rashi says that's the neshama yisera is. It gives you that rochav hadas to eat and drink, because that's Shabbos. You have to have das to kedusha for eating and drinking. You don't have to have das to kedusha for wearing nice clothing. Therefore, oneg is more Shabbosic than covet. Then we know covet is clothing. Ksus nekiya. But it says karasa la Shabbos oneg. Vikarasa la Shabbos oneg. Because that's the essence of Shabbos. That it gives you a special das to kedusha. And with that das to kedusha, we enjoy the food. And you're also mechubad on Shabbos. But that's not the etzem atzamuf. Also an inyan. But you don't need special das for the levush mechubad, but for the oneg you do. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring a raya on Shabbos, he wanted a proof. Shabbos is a special day. It's the Shabbos Sadusikri. It's called Eidus. You need Eidei Re'iya. So it says, Ru'u ki Hashem nosan lechem es HaShabbos. I want you to see, God gave you Shabbos. What's the Raya of the Man? Al kanu nosen lechem biyom hashishi lechem yomayim, 2 days of the manna. Versus them, their koyach from the man. What's the koyach of the man? It's food that you can taste any type of taste. Lechem min hashamayim. Lechem that's mufka, that's precluded from the curse of bezeat apecha tocha lochem. Not lechem min haaretz, that's matzmiach kotzin. It's lechem min hashamayim. Kol atzman ar metzias of tainuk. Like mizonos of lifnei achet, it's not to keep the body alive. It's just pure pleasure, any type of taste you want, just for pleasure. That's what the Shabbos is all about. It's actually interesting that we say tohameh chaim zochu. The tohameh, why do you? What's ti'ima? Because it's a remez, I think, that when you eat, you're eating just for when you eat, you're eating to stay alive, keep yourself going. When you taste, you just taste for pleasure. What's the idea of tasting? I just want to taste. You want to have the pleasure. Tasting is pleasure. That's what Shabbos is. The eating of Shabbos is pure pleasure, and that's what the Lechem and Hashemayim was. And that's the Hochacha for the Dargah of Shabbos. Mein Achrus Hayamim. That you're just eating for pleasure. That's the man. Ruah Hashem Nasan Lechem Esa Shabbos. The Rai is the man. So that's the level of Adam Lefnei Achetz. Eating just for Onek. Onek Shabbos. So we have to know that just like man has his special food for Shabbos, Kiviyachol, God has his special food for Shabbos. And that's the Lechem upon him. That's on the table from Shabbos to Shabbos. So even though the Kohanim eat it, but it's still called Lechem Gavoah. Kodesh Kodeshim Hu Lo Me'ishe Hashem. It's the Holy of Holies. It's God's food. The Kohanim are eating it. But Kiviyachol, 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 it's Hashem's food. And just like the man wasn't miskalkel, when they left it over the next day for Shabbos, they collected double on Friday and left it for Shabbos. So too, the Lechem upon him was warm on the day when they took it off, like the day they put it on. In other words, the kilkol hazman wasn't sholeit. So the man is parallel to the lechem upon him. And not only was it fresh, it was also soft, Tosfos says, Chagiga 26. So it doesn't have the hefse that comes mikoach misa, it gets hard, and it doesn't get so spoiled. It's filled with tam and onik. Because lechem apanim is a machel tanugim. Some people have 12 lechemim. For lechem mishnah, zecher lechem apanim. And therefore, lechem apanim is included in the Musaf of Shabbos. Because in the Musaf of Shabbos, you have this me'ein acharit hayamim. Because only on Shabbos there's no sari lechatas. And that's why on Musaf, and Musaf, we mention the Karbanos, because Musaf is all about the Karbanos, but the Karban that's missing is Sari Lechatas, because there's no sin. And if there's no sin, that means the Musaf is Mein Achrus Hayamim. And that is the connection between Musaf being Keneged Achrus Hayamim and mentioning Sidur Nisachah, which, as the Beis Yosef says, is the Lechem Hapanim, because we want to include that in the Yunashalma Parim Sfateinu, in the fulfilling the bulls with our lips, because that's what the Yisod of Shabbos is. The Yisod of Shabbos is the Sidur Nisachah, is the Lechem Hapanim, is the man, is the Achilas Tainug, is this pure pleasure eating. That's what the bread was, that it never got old, never got raw, never got stale. Just like the man never got old, raw, or stale when they left it over for Shabbos. And that's because these foods are Me'enachrus Hayamim, just eating for pleasure and not to keep the body alive. There's no need to keep the body alive. Yismachu v'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos v'korei oneg. This that we say in Musaf Dafka, Yismachu v'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos v'korei oneg, is also rooted in the pasuk that we have by man. Boker, Urisim is Kavod Hashem. In the morning, you're going to see the honor of God. That honor is Malchuscha. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso, the Olam Voed. The Kavod is the Malchus. So the Yismachu v'malchuscha is relating to the man, where they saw the honor in the kingship of God. So we have a special simcha when we have the man, which is Shayach Dafka to Tfilas Musaf, which we said is the Tfilah of Oneg, of there being no sin, of the Lechem Hapanim, pure pleasure. And now we can understand why, according to the sheet of the Rambam, the passage of V'lo Nesato, V'lo Enchalto, that Shabbos wasn't given to the Goyim, is Dafka and Tfilas Musaf. We want to emphasize that even though certain Goyim, the daughter of the son of a Goya who is acquired by a Jew, or a Ger Toshev who accepted upon himself Shevim Mitzvanei Noach, so even though they're mitzdarif a little bit to Shabbos, because they have a certain connection to the Jewish people, they have a little bit of Vayinafash, nevertheless, the Bechin of Oneg Shabbos and Yismachu v'malchuscha, that they have no shaychus to. They're not eating the same Shabbos meals we are. They can still have the chillin, but it's not going to be the same. Because the chillin that we're eating isn't for Kiyom Aguf, it's for complete Oneg and pleasure. There's a story about Tzvi Cook that all week long he'd barely eat on Shabbos. He would eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. One time one of his Talmidim came over and he pushed his plate away, and when he was finished, Ritzvita asked him, "What are you doing?" He said, I'm not hungry anymore." Ritzvita said, "Who eats on Shabbos because they're hungry?" It's exactly what we're saying here. It's not a matter of being hungry, of keeping yourself alive. It's a matter of something more yisodistic. And that's for pleasure, because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is oneg. So you're eating for pure oneg. That's the man. You're eating the man on Shabbos. Yismechu v'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. And therefore, v'lo nesato, v'lo nechalt, it's not for them. They don't have part in this, but we do. So shelo b'zochem, it's Hashem. L'lmod u'l'lamed, l'shmor v'l'asot. U'l'kayim is kol divrei samu torasu b'yahava. And we should be zochah to learn a lot more Torah like this. I have to tell you, so many chedushim in this shir, and the nisach of tefillah, and what Shabbos is about, and achris hayomim, and the koach of food, and the shaychas of goyim to Shabbos, and the difference between oneg and kavod, and the meaning of the lechem hapanim, and the meaning of the fast on Yom Kippur, and why we don't fast on Shabbos. So many very, very chashuv yisodos that we learn. So I thank you, my beloved friends, for joining me, and you should emir to Hashem. Join me for many, many more wonderful learning experiences. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.